We're going to go on daf and mesech is getting the avav, beginning on base, beginning on master, beginning on the gemara, that, yeah, you don't have to say before the nechdev, but we have this, if you do it, ahanas is going to be effective. Which says, master, it sounds like the funny nechdev, it sounds like that, okay, same before nechdev would be more by itself, would be effective in itself, because even though you don't have to, but like our gemara is saying, if you do and you don't have to, it's still going to be effective. I bought them say base. This says in the beginning of at the end of the second paragraph later on the Prof Gimel Beis that Eretz and Eretz Olavah the person we don't rely on his words and therefore Mehemna we believe him. I thought we could rely because the person could say it. So it says I know Mishum. That's because the Arbalo Amr Bafani Nechtav. That's Tomer where she didn't say Bafani Nechtav. Kistam if you get Eretz like someone who gently brings again Eretz which doesn't say it. So then we are relying on her. Avali Amr. But if the person says it, yeah, then some Kinnati Bur. Then we are relying on the person. Like we're saying over here. It's not difficult. It's just saying when they don't, but when they do, then we are relying on their words, and then she wouldn't be believed. Connects this matter begins the words of the Gemara, the words of the pasuk. V'yitnu hayel b'zayna that they give their children for zayna. What does that mean? Fishahin b'shtayim be'eretz yisrael because since they delay in eretz yisrael for their learning period and they left bubble. Hayibnei b'nei same b'shtab b'mishvul mezayin. So their sons and daughters would be enslaved for getting food. Behind the b'zayin, that's the word b'zayin. I mean b'shvul mezayin is because of food. That's also the etymological derivation. Oh, void mefarsh. Another interpretation. Let me show like Rabbi Yishami. The Ubda Habit actually was a story of Bechad with one person. Shemocha b'tilim l'toyer v'alach v'lamet. Actually sold his daughter that he could learn Torah, and he went to learn. So it's actually literally like for food. Meaning for or his nose or whatever it is, but that he actually sold her and actually gave it. So either because it ends up becoming passively or he even actually did it actively. Oh, for two words in the Torah you could write but three words you can't write without sirtut. And the Brisa says three you could write, but four you cannot write. So it says Bahag in the Baal Halach is Gedolus Poisik Rav Yitzchak, rules like Rav Yitzchak, the more stringent interpretation. Vavgav the Pogam Sin, even though he's disagreeing with the Brisa. The idea he do in Ikad, that's not the primary interpretation. Now Vamir Ben Tam says Bechem Pish Riva, and so the Riva explained Vashem Rabin El Yo, the Davkisham is Gavin Lichta Apostle Lirosha. It's only if the person's intention was to write the pasuk as an exposition. Kiyach, like over here. But if someone's just sending a letter to his friend, he's allowed to write a wording of a pasuk. They look at Lushan Sach, they started to write just like some, friendly terminology based on the pasuk without doing this carving of the lines. Now, me Bishami, but in the Yishami, actually, Perak Basta Megillah Mashman sounds like it's a little bit that actually does that it would be forbidden. Because the Kama Hasim, the Gemara says over there, Ma'o Lichtav Tartin Talas Milan Mid Pesuk. What's Allah? Could you write two or three words from a Pasuk? Well, basically, the Yishami brings over there, Munna Sholach, Ksav Ler Beisha Basimi. He sent him a letter. Reshischa, Mitzar Hoi Ma'oid Yiska Chrischa, which, based on the Pasuk in Eiv, in Perak Chas, Mashma Shlohi Koisav Elishami Ger Shlem sounds like he was only sending like a letter of greeting. Not for Josh. He wrote out of order because even though it was not for Joshua, he didn't want to write in order because then he would have to do Sirtin. But however, Harba maybe Sham, the Hashami brings up with the many Shanir Shah Yukasim Joshua that it seems like actually they were writing it for Joshua. To come like it says within Okva Shal Sablish Kalusa, Dabakoi Bedomach Bezimra, Pidish Kashay Sheikh become when he would lay down and get up, they would sing in front of him, Yisrael Atzismach Gilbaam, so he quoted the Pasuk, you're not supposed to have music. Can happen maybe some, and so also many of it sounds like it's because of a drasha. But then, since it's time you're going to say the Amr Bakum and Shavu Digmar says the Nachas of Lam Beis and Beis and Peg, Beis and Megillah, Second Peg, Megillah, Daf Yilchas and Beis. The Tefillin and Tzirchas Rit. Tefillin don't need to have the carving letters. But Lo Yafel Shalsha Abba Tevis Rit said, but our Gemara says even three, four just words. Forget about the whole Tefillin needs to have Sirtu. My Amr Ben Tami says, yeah, the Tefillin Leboi is Sirtu, Al Kolashin, the Mashinta. When we say that Allah, it means that the Tefillin does not have to be carved in every single line. Abba Lois is Sirtu, but you will do Sirtu, just Acha Samala, one at a time, but Kaysa Ptach, become a Mashinta, you wrote right beneath it many lines, so it's not a contradiction. My Amr Ben Tami Ben Tami says, the endless art of the Tefillin, now, one should not do a Sirtu, and the Tefillin Al Kolashin, the Mashinta, on every single line, Kadana Allah Bishami, Perek Ben Mehmet Likin, like the Yishami says in Perek Ben Mehmet Likin, if Kolapata Medava, if you're exempt from something by saying you do it, Nikahad, you're called a simple person. And therefore, since you're not mechuyev, as we just said, you should not do it. Chimash Rav Kavitz Rabbi sounds like they're from the Gemara Menachos of the Devar Lamedes Mavei. Come on, the Gemara says over there, Tefillin ain't tzirchas sirtut. Tefillin don't need sirtut. Or really? What the time you learn the Brisa? Sebeter Shabbal. If you have a Sebeter, it gets worn out. But Tefillin Shabbal, and you have Tefillin, they get worn out. Ain't no mezuzah. You can't use it for like a mezuzah. Fisha ain't merid mekedusha chamor lekedusha kal. You cannot downgrade it from the most severe sanctity of Tefillin or Sebeter for the lesser one of mezuzah. Now it sounds like since it's a meridin, but if let's say. You would be allowed to downgrade it, then I assume that you would be able to. Promise one way, but mezuzah is sirtut. But mezuzah needs sirtut. Now, Says Taisus, the Gemara over there does not answer. How come I see the word talking about bimus to tartan when it happened to have had sirtur? Mashmas halik, because they ain't regilis start to cloud. That yeah, because they didn't do sirtur. Loi say b'tevleitful, and that's because Vayim shouldn't nekhed. You would be called a simpleton if you did. Now, however, says Taisus, me however im ina sebi yochel lichta biyafa b'leisur. If he can't write very well without lines, starch l'sad al koshita b'shita. Then you should make lines b'shem zekem abeyu so that you make it beautiful. Now, says Taisus, what the perikam nugil. This Gemara says in the first perik. And Megillah Daf Tzayin based on the pasuk Dibur Shalom Emes, words of peace and truth, that Melamed comes to teach that the Megillah is which it says those words. Shetzich Sirtud Kamit Shal Teira, that needs to have Sirtud like the Emes of Teira. Sounds like that you do need Sirtud by Sebe Teira. And Mitama says no, the Lavein is Sebe Teira, not a Sebe Teira. Don't lie by Sirtud. It's not true. You don't need Sirtud. Elahein Mezuzah is referring to Mezuzah. But Karla Mitah Shal Teira. Why is it called the truth of Teira? Hashem Sheish B'Yichud because it has over there the unification of Malchus Shemayim, which is the parasha of Shema. And B'chein Pesha Ben Lechananel, that's our Ben Lechananel, but B'chein Yer, that's how it also seems to be correct. And the reason is because Diba say it, because Diba think it's Tomas Sebe Dar Kedibir Shem, because like Rashi explains over there. So Hadba Slin Hassam, the Perek Bez Megillah, this is the Gemara invalidates over there, and second Perek Bez Megillah, if it says Malaf, a diftira, it's written on this, it's not regular scroll. It wasn't work the same way, and B'shlo B'diyah, it's without ink. Because the Ikksiv Ikksiv mid Yav Gzer Shava mid Ikksiv it says the pasuk in Yirmiyah Lamed Vav Ani Kaisel Asif B'Joy I wrote on a sefer with ink. Now the question is, what do I mean? Vamai Lo Yalfi Mamitah Shaltar. Why don't you learn it from Mitah Shaltar? Now even Mitzuzah might, but if that Mitah Shaltar is not Tomat Sefer Torah Tomat Mitzuzah, so Nich would make sense. Because in Kenim, if that's the case, Yisim Atzach Dachsus to commit Mitzuzah. So I would require Dachsus, which is a different type of part, like by Mitzuzah. Now the question is. This is exactly say from in Rishon Lichtim and Mekin Sirgul. You can only write it if it was Sirgul and Yudish and Mr. Gelsim Sula. So says Taisus, Hainu Dal Sirtutim Amalul Mat Mitzdadim. This they were saying you're going to do it is only the carvings on the top and the bottom and on the sides. Bavadechik, it's pushing it, but that's what Taisus wants to say. But you really don't do Sirtut throughout, like Taisus mentioned before. And the next Taisus Matam begins the Gemara. What happened over there by Plagish Begiva? Zvuv Matzala. He found a fly, Nima Matzalah, he found a here. Now, Tais explains that both of them are in the words of the Pasuk, but Tizna lo Pilakshin. So Tais says, Mifetizna lo Dagash, the exposition from the word Batizna, Lashon Znus. It could also mean Znus, which refers to the pubic here, and also Lashon Mazin, which are my food, which refers to the fly in the food. But then Tais says, you can say, wait a second, why do we have to come up with these interesting drasha? None will have a Znus Mamish. How do we know, like the simple translation? Sounds like the Pelagish, the concubine was Mazana. And therefore he threw her out. Why is it because of these two pshatim? So Emir ben Chanan, the Gersa Emir ben Natan, says the Rotsa lags even the fact that he wanted to take her back in Milchukor like it's obvious on the Pesukim. The Philip Palakshim, because even the concubines Lahay Darkam Lahachzer they wouldn't take them back. Achaz Nusim after they were Mizan the Kedusalik says in a pasuk in Shmuel Beis that Bo El Palakshi Avicha come to the Palakish of your father. And it says but the end of Tzurus Adyem Moisan Amon Eschayis they're going to be bundled up until the day of the death, living widows because no one he's not going to want to take them back. So different fact, he wanted to take it back. Obviously, it was not real Znos, and therefore the Gemara says he threw the Mishad. Next says, Mouth the beginning of the Gemara, Nima Matzalah, he found it here. Then says, Tim, because say, what do you mean? How could he have found it here? But Vamav Sanhedrin Perek Kangola, that says over there, the Chofal Zmeral, Shein Lam Labonis, he's all Sar. The Jewish women don't have here, Lib Beis HaShechi, not by the armpits, but Lib Beis HaShechi, not by the pubic here. So how is there here? Beishamah, what you can say is the Basifas Toya Haisa. She was from one of those that are captured in the wars against the Canaanim, the beautiful maidens. Then Shani Hosam got by Tomah, like the Gemara answered by Tomah, and they do have pubic here, and therefore that's what happened with this man. Next is not the beginning of the words of the Gemara that the Sholish Averis, that there are these, if a person induces excessive fear in his house, it leads to three different sins. Gilarai, Shabbatam, and Chilash Shabbos. Which, as Tais explains, why we're mentioning that, because B'Seid O'Elam Amen, the Brisa said the Elam, it says, B'Seid the plague is B'Giv Shabbos, that day was actually Shabbos. So yeah, like it's obvious it was Gilai Reis, the Batizna, and also the story what happened over there with the Mazan or whatever, and Shvich Adam where she got killed, and also this Chilash Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Nachman Al-Kasavi actually says, Gimel Averis, the three sins, is Gilai Reis, immorality, B'Shvich Adam, and murder, B'Chil Hashem. And actually, not Chilash Shabbos, but desecration of God's name. And also, B'Shalosh Nahar B'Pelagish V'Giva, those three were B'Pelagish V'Giva, so B'Chil Hashem, Lo Chilu Chosh V'Eim Mechayim. That's what also doesn't mention, as the Gemara is going to say later on, that also if you matla Eim, you say you could come to Eim Mechayim, as the Gemara says next Amid, because we're not talking about in general, we're talking about specific here to what happened, but Pelagish V'Giva. Next test, Matla begins the Gemara, three things a person is supposed to say in his house, Erev Shabbos, when it's getting dark. Isartim, Iraftim, Etlikas, and there. Now, Iraftim, Pish Bukunjas, Taisa says, Rashi explains, he has to say in his household, was the Erev of the quarters that you could carry, was it done? Chesed Be'enir, that doesn't seem to be correct. El Kamech Perish Bekunches, rather like the way Rashi explains by Memem Likin, the Gemara Shabbos Abam Dam and Alf, the Parachos and Gemara Yisrael, but they hold Gufa Kasha, what do you mean you have a contradiction? Amrit, you say in the Mishnah, but the Imcha Sheikha Aravtem, you're saying that, oh, when it's getting dark, then you ask this question, because then you could still make the Erev. Hasabich HaSheikha Le, but it's already been the Shabbos, and you can't. Problem is, Vadatani, then the Mishnah goes on to say, Sabich HaSheikha Aravtem, when it's doubtful if it's dark, meaning by twilight, then you could do the Erev. So could you not? Trending more answers, not a difficulty. Can't be Erev Techumen. Well, one's Tumat Erev Chatzeis, one's Tumat Erev Techumen, which is how to joining the boundaries, how far you could walk to go another 2,000 amas, which Pritzburg Rashi explains. The Reisha is Tumat Beruv Chatzeumen, when you're talking about making Erev of Techumen. The Erev, because there the Besabach Kachecha in Ma'arvin. There, when it's not sure, when maybe it's dark, when it's maybe nighttime already, then you cannot do the Erev. And Mechem Peresh Ben Chana, that's what Ben Chana also explains. And the reason is Meshun Deriv Tchumen, Machmir Tvei, why are we more strange over there that it cannot be Bashkia? Sheshal Semech Min HaPasik, because it has a source for it from the Pasik. Chemash Perek Misha Tzihu, in the Gemara Eben of Ben Vav and Beis, Gamma Loch, he didn't make him Eber, that we say Loch is like the leading opinion by Eber, but Papa Amma Itzach says necessary, because second, I mean, you would have thought to have any woman say that it's only Be'er Chatzis, but Chumen Eber, leave it to you not, you see it's Mohammer. So therefore, over here, when we're saying the regarding things you have to say, Im Chashaykh, I mean, before it gets dark, obviously, it's talking about a Ruvah Techumen, says Tesis, as Rashi himself explains over the Masechet Shabbos, and not by Ruvah Chatzeis, because that actually can be done even by Safek Hashecha.